Welcome back to another episode of Quarantine with Josie and
Mac.
Today is Tuesday, April 7th, and we're going to start with we're going to do updates about Rhode Island and then about the world. I'm actually pretty proud of myself because today I was sitting in my room and I was like, I have nothing to do right now. And so I was like, let's just do a bunch of research and actually be prepared for the podcast for once. So we'll see how that goes. Maybe our thing should be not like, I mean, we're usually prepared. We have a bit of a plan, but like we more like freelance it a little bit. So today it's going to be a little bit more structured. So we'll see what works better because honestly, I have no idea.
Yeah, well, she was doing that. I did absolutely nothing.
Tomorrow's your day.
I even forgot to post a question on Instagram, is usually my job, which leads to some discussion from our listeners. So, yeah, I dropped the ball today, but
it's okay. It's okay. Tomorrow you can redeem yourself. Yes. Every day is a new day. So, we're going to start out with... just so you know, for like I said, I did research for everything. So before I like talk about a certain topic, I'm gonna like give you the website that I got it from because obviously no plagiarism here. And I encourage you to go onto these websites and like, cause I take like the quick points. Mm-hmm. So I encourage you to go onto these websites, or I took stuff from some YouTube videos and like take a further look into these topics because they're actually really interesting once you get, like...
Do your own research and come to your own conclusions.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
And let us know what you found or what you think.
Yeah. Okay, so for our Rhode Island update, I got most of my news for Rhode Island from WPRI.com. So I'm always like coming to this like podcast and I'm still like peppy and positive, but like then the stuff we talk about is usually kind of like depressing, so
yes,
just keep that in mind. Okay, so bad news, 30 people in Rhode Island have died and 1,229 people have tested positive. I mean, that's as of when I checked today, so it could have gone up. And this is since the state's first case on March 1st. So that's in Rhode Island. Gina Raimondo extended a number of executive orders that she had put in place to May 8th. And this includes the prohibition on all social gatherings of five or more people, which means in turn school will be canceled at least till May 8th.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Wow.
And long-term school plans should be coming in the next few weeks. Honestly, it's looking like it's going to be canceled forever, but I think that I almost think it's better just hearing, especially for students, just hearing like just a few more weeks, because then it's like you make it to the few more weeks.
Yeah, well, I saw someone on Twitter said, they're just going to keep telling us 3 weeks. Like they know,
yeah,
they expect it to be a lot longer than 3 weeks, but everyone can handle being told 3 weeks.
And then you make it to the end and it's like only three more
weeks. Like if they came out and said, yeah, this is until July 1st, everyone would be like, oh my God.
But like it's probably going to be till July 1st. So actually a big, Gina Raimondo placed a big emphasis on using a contact tracing notebook. And so what this is like at the end of every day, write down any and all people you were in contact with that day. So the list will be longer for like people who are going to work, those essential workers, but she still even wants it to do people to do it who are in quarantine. So like this means like this could mean literally if you only see your roommate that day, just write down your roommate that day. But then the next day maybe you had to go to the grocery store and you can write like the cashier at the grocery store.
That makes sense. Because say we were roommates and you just wrote down Mac, but I
was writing down all these people. Then it just goes in turn.
Like, okay,
exactly.
So that person has it. They were in contact with me, who was in contact with you. So, you know.
So but, I feel like that almost is a good idea. And I actually, we're getting into more of this later, but like I write a diary every night. And I think I'm going to add this. I have two different diaries. One answers a question every day, and then I do like a whole diary entry every night. So adding this context tracing notebook is going to be quite a lot, but you know, I can handle it.
I might freaking start a diary right now, man.
But it's very therapeutic, I must admit. But we'll dig into that later. But yeah, so she is really encouraging people to do this contact tracing notebook. So like, if you're going on walks, and also I think this is a great way to be like, at the end of the day, if you have 20 people on your list and you're like, okay, maybe I should like not go out as much. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you realize, cause sometimes you don't realize all the people you're in contact with. So that's a good thing. There's a new appeal, that anyone who feels sick should stay home from work. This is for workers. No matter how serious the symptoms are or how essential the job. Which I also think is interesting because with most of these things, it's like when you have serious symptoms. But this literally said, like, it doesn't matter how serious the symptoms are. If you're feeling sick, you can stay home. And Congress passed a law giving all workers 10 sick days, even if they weren't allowed those sick days before. So that's interesting. It's really important. If you're sick, stay home. It's, you know, simple. And it can be hard because you might be like, I'm a doctor and my patients need me. But ultimately, you're doing more harm than
your patients don't need you to go and get them sick.
Yeah, exactly.
It is tough, though, if you are like an essential.
Because it's like, what happens like when all the doctors get coronavirus? Yeah. What do we do?
Well, hopefully that doesn't happen. But yeah, it's crazy times we're living in.
All right, so for a worldwide update, more bad news. Unfortunately, the news is pretty bad today. I mean, there's really kind of, there's seldom happy news, but Boris Johnson, the British Prime Minister, is in intensive care with the coronavirus, so. It's awful. There's no happy way to put any of these news, and there's no way to look at it in, like, a light way, but you know, just here to give you the news. And by the way, I don't know if I said this, the worldwide update, so moving on, sorry, I jumped ahead a little bit. The Rhode Island update was WPR.com, and the worldwide update, WPRI. Oh, sorry. WPRI.com was the RI update. And then the worldwide update is coming from the Washington Post. And I see both of these as reliable sources. But if you don't, that's okay. Go to what you find is your reliable source, because that's very important. So the Washington Post,
and worldwide update. And I think there's not really any sources that aren't saying it's serious anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I think most...
At this point. But, you know, there is still, you know, fake news.
Yeah.
Out, but we all know, we're all in common that it is serious, and like, yeah, that's hard to ignore.
If you're listening to our podcast, you know how serious it is, so.
Yeah. All right, so, as I said, from the Washington Post, Boris Johnson is in intensive care. Wuhan?
I've been saying Wuhan.
Which is in China. Their 11-week lockdown has officially ended, and China, Beijing, is reporting a steady decline in the cases in Wuhan. But the problem with this is some people are concerned that China is downplaying the coronavirus's effects, and it's like, can we really trust their government in that things are getting better?
Yeah, are the numbers legit? And even... Well, from looking at it, so they had their first case, I think it was in November was their first case. So how many months, like we're in April now and they're just ending the lockdowns and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Like that's kind of a scary precedent for us
who don't want
to be locked down.
I know.
They're locked down from November to April. It's
definitely
quick
scary.
Math, that's 6 months, I think.
Yeah. Oh, dear. Don't. See, that's the thing. And that's what we're going to actually... But before, once again, I know I just get, like, I'm a worry person, so I'm like, oh my gosh, they're going to, like, get mad at us for using their sources. So, one more time, WPRI.com and Washington Post. Check out the articles.
Both of those websites are listening to our podcast.
And they're going
to
be like, don't worry, you know. So, but, what, like, seriously, do your own research. Okay, so today, we're going to be talking about mental health and anxiety, because I think that these are a huge, huge thing in the time of the coronavirus. And for some people, for people who already have anxiety, I think that it's only intensified. But I think there are people also who are like feeling very confused and anxious, who are like, I've never felt these feelings before. How do I deal with them?
Yeah.
So I was hoping to speak with a therapist, but I wasn't able to get in contact with her in time. So once again, I did more research and watched some videos. And so today in school, just to open this up, today in school, one of my things I had to do for English class was answer a few questions about empathy. And we watched a video about how empathy is very different from sympathy, because sympathy is saying, like, at least this, like, say, Matt came up to me one day and he was like, I'm so sad I didn't get to go outside today. The weather was bad. And say I was a nurse and I was like, well, at least you don't have a rash on your face from wearing a mask all day. And at least this. And, you know, that's kind of, it sort of like makes other people's like problems feel as if they're less than. And immediately, like, it might seem as though the nurse's problems are more immediate, and they are important. But that's the thing. Everybody's issues and complaints are important, so making other people feel as though their complaint, like the way they're
don't
feeling.
Don't try to one-up someone's
complaint. Yeah, exactly. So empathy is more just being like, I'm not in your position, but I can relate to that. Or just being like, wow, that's a lot, and I feel really sorry for you, and I can be your shoulder to cry on. And not trying to like make them feel better necessarily, because nothing you can say will necessarily make the situation better, and that's especially true with the coronavirus. Like, you can't stop the disease, but you can be someone that they can talk to, and I think that's really important.
The thing about this is the whole entire world is in this together, so if you're feeling down, just, like, someone should be there to talk to you, because everyone is mm-hmm. going through it. Literally everyone.
Yeah, and there are lots of, like, and as I'm about to get into, like, I literally just looked up, I went on YouTube and I looked up anxiety during the coronavirus. So many different videos with tips. So I'm going to summarize those. But, like, if you ever are feeling, anxiety or even depression, like, there are hotlines you can call. And there are, like, people you can talk to even if you don't feel like you can. So just keep that in mind. So, first of all, the first video I watched was from ADAA Got Anxiety, which is, I think, like a corporation with the government or something like that. It's like a anxiety thing for the United States.
It's something.
On YouTube. And it was like kind of like a press conference type thing. And it was managing coronavirus anxiety, tips and strategies for families. Once again, ADAA Got Anxiety on YouTube. So it was a great video. Lots of good tips. So one of the main points that they had was sort of the how much news point. So I feel like a lot of us, just to dive into this, they were sort of talking about how too much news can be like, can cause a lot of stress. So if you're checking, one of the things they were talking about, like, if you're checking every like hour to see like how many people have died.
Yeah, it's not
going to help you.
That's not productive. If you know how serious it is, listen to the governor's updates and the president's updates.
Yeah,
like,
they say,
understand what you're supposed to be doing and get updates. But, like, sitting on it and constantly checking, I don't really think...
Not to say that you should be sitting there thinking, don't think about the coronavirus, don't think... Because that's impossible. Like, it's going to come up on your news. Like, you're going to see it. But, like, limit yourself to an hour or 2 hours a day. And they say a good idea in this video is to shut off your device 1 hour before bed. And I think, I mean, like, even just to social media, especially, you got to watch out for, like, news that might not be true. And that might, because some people are really making this sound extreme. It's like, you're all going to die. And that's not helpful for you. So, just, you know, limit the amount of news you're looking at, because it can be a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I know, like, if we used to have, like, the TV on all the time with the news at the start of this, because it was, like, it does update quickly. So you do want to be checking on what's going on, but, like, having it on all the time, it's just too much. So it's just a good idea to, you know, find a balance there. Okay. So the next video I watched, which was a lot shorter, it was like 5 minutes, and so I actually really encourage you to watch this one because it's just helpful. And I think right now is a great time just to learn about new things too. Like my dad is taking a like some sort of online sailing course. Yeah. But why not? Like, what a great time to just...
My dad's taking some class right now. I don't even know if he was in it before or not, but he was watching a PowerPoint on how to use Instagram. And I don't know what it was for, but I was listening to the PowerPoint.
Why not?
Sorry to call you out like that, Dad, but it was funny.
No, yeah, my dad just started this one. It's like... Now's a great time to learn. Anyway, so it was the Guardian News YouTube, and it was coronavirus, how to cope with anxiety and self-isolation, and it was with a woman called Jo Hemmings. So they say to – she had a few different, like, pointers. One was create a worry window. So this was – I mean, I said this before, but, like, not everything on social media is accurate, and so find – accurate info and don't look at it all the time. So this was, I think I blended the two together a little bit, but it's like, you know, just find stuff you can rely on and don't be checking it like every 5 minutes. And this one that she said was kind of like set something off because she said distract yourself guilt-free. So it's like now is the time when it's okay to sit on the couch and watch TV for 3 hours.
Yeah, that's something I was going to say. I feel like there's a lot of people online who are like, use this time to pick up a new hobby, like learn how to knit, cook something. And we do it. We're like, exercise, yeah. Do this, but, do that. But that's just suggestions. You, like, no one's better than you. If they decide to go for a walk and you decide to sit on the couch.
Yeah.
Like, this is for you. You do what you need to do
and
to get through.
And don't set like, nobody's perfect. You're not going to learn, you're not going to learn a new language and become a master chef all while, like, juggling. Yeah. You're not going to do it. And I think that it's, like, it's a misconception. And we do say these things, like, as fun suggestions. Yeah. Because some days I do bake and other days... Especially when it's raining, I do sit on the couch and watch hours of Netflix. Yeah. And I do find myself, I'm like, feeling guilty and I'm like, oh, I should be doing something else. But no.
There's nothing else to do.
If one day you don't exercise, don't, like, it's okay. And that's what they were saying in this. They were like, TV doesn't have to be a guilty pleasure anymore. Not to say you should literally, like, spend your entire, like, months watching TV, like, that's not necessarily healthy, but if you have a TV day, or, like, it's okay.
It's just because your desire isn't to learn how to play piano or do some, like, you don't have to feel guilty.
Yeah, that's exactly
that's
it.
Something that I think is
and I think that's a more, that's a more common anxiety, maybe, even than the other things, because it's, like, it is one of those things that we find, like, society's telling us, like, we should be doing all these different things with our time, but it's, like, it's not like we've become new, more productive people. We're the same people. We're just stuck. You know what I mean? And so if you do learn to do great things and if you do take the time, then great. Give yourself a pat on the back. But if you don't, like, that's also okay. So I think that's a big
one. Everyone's fighting their own battles, mm-hmm. personally.
Exactly.
Do what you need to do.
And then another one was share how you're feeling. Because we're all feeling, like you said this exact same thing before, we're all feeling some form of anxiety. And so I think now more than ever, like, if you talk to someone and you're like, everybody can relate better now.
Yeah.
Like, before, maybe if you talked to people about your anxiety, they might have been like, oh, I don't understand. But now everyone is, like, confused. Like, how long is this going to last? And everyone's worried, so I think we can all relate,
yeah,
kind of.
I would say I am generally a person who lives life without any stresses. Like,
yeah.
I'm rarely someone who's going to get stressed about mm-hmm. schoolwork or really stressed about anything at all. It's something I think is actually a flaw. I think I should worry a little more. But yeah, I mean, this is definitely a new time for I'm like, oh God, like, how long is this lasting?
Yeah.
And, like, I'm worried.
Yeah.
As I think
and that's
most
okay.
people are.
Another one was, like, some good things, like, to keep, like, keep, try to keep a routine, like, have a, don't go to bed at 3 a.m. every night. Try to exercise when you can. I think having a routine down, because we're all, like, it might sound boring, maybe, but I think having that routine, like, lately, I don't necessarily have to get up at, like, 7:15 every morning to start school. But lately, I've been doing that because it's just, like, I get my day started at 12 o'clock almost every day. I take lunch. And it's, like, it gives me these, like, set things in life because we're so used to routines. And I think this is sort of hitting us and being, like, whoa. Like, I don't have a routine anymore. And it might feel like so much freedom, but I think having some sort of routine, it can be helpful for some people. Then again, not everyone. So, and don't feel like you have to follow that routine every day, obviously.
Yeah, do, and like if you find something, like say there's an online personality who goes live every day and that like you like to hang mm-hmm. out with them because you're quarantined by yourself, that's like cool.
Yeah, that is cool. And a lot of people are doing
that. No, and there's tons. I know, I mean, I follow the Barstool Sports and a lot of their guys are just going on their Instagram live every day and just
talking to you. So and
I don't really log on because I don't really care, but tons of people do. So
and if you, that's also, yeah, another great option. Like if you're feeling lonely and there's no one to talk to, like another great thing, because guess what? They're bored too. And they can actually, for once in your life, these like crazy celebrities can relate to you.
They want you to talk to
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
Like, so ask some questions and stuff.
So
and I think Justin Bieber is on live like yeah, the other day taking
questions.
Yeah, that's
cool. So. And just to end on a positive note from this Guardian news thing, each day our resilience will get stronger. And each day we'll adapt to it better and like we'll get better at this. So just keep that in mind. Yeah, so I think, and I just wanted, I meant to say it before we even started, but Mac and I are not therapists at all.
But hey, if you need to call me, I'll pick up, all right?
Yeah, true. But like I'm saying, like if any of this you're like, no, that's wrong, that doesn't work for me, these are tips, these are suggestions. If every single thing we say, you're like, no, that won't work for me, fine. I'm taking this from different websites, so don't feel like
we don't know anything. But if you have suggestions, let us know.
Yeah, yes. We always are up for, we tell you this all the time. But so those two videos, ADAA Got Anxiety and the Guardian News YouTube, How to Cope with Anxiety and Self-Isolation with Joe Hemming. So I encourage you to watch those videos, but we're going to move on because we just talked about that for a long time. But see, research really guides the conversation.
Yeah, that was probably the deepest we've ever gotten.
Yeah,
we
don't say too many ums. Notice when we're like, we actually have stuff to talk about. I just said we don't say many ums. Okay, I just say, okay, I'm not even.
But yeah, that was a good conversation. We got a little serious on them.
Yeah. You know, we can get deep.
So, yeah, I don't think we have an interview.
Yeah, we don't have an interview. Like I said, I was going to do a therapist, but I don't think that we have to have an interview every single
yeah,
day.
Yeah, I think we just had some good conversations.
And I'd rather, like, have good conversations than feel like, I need to struggle and get the same, basically the same interview we had yesterday
the
with a different person.
The thing is, we
person.
Don't want to force interview and call someone else who's just going to give us the same conversation.
Yeah, exactly. We're really trying to get different views because the problem is, I think that all the interviews we've had have been great, but a lot of them have been similar in the sense that it's like, so how's life? Staying at home and I'm bored. I've been doing school online I've been doing work from home. Yeah. So like, if you know, especially we're trying to get essential workers right now. I feel like that's a big one. If you know nurses, doctors, any sort of thing like that, or just people who might have a different view on what's going on would be really good. That's why we were hoping to get the therapist, and maybe we will another day. Okay, so moving forward, what our questions are. We're going to do the questions
and
for
I'm
today.
And I'm going to remember to put one of these on Instagram.
And so I changed, like, I sometimes see the questions for sort of inspirations and change them up a bit. But this question was from myrellyoliver.com. Every day, basically, we use a different website for our questions because all you have to type in is, like, good questions to ask friends, deep questions. Literally, you can have so many questions, and they're fun to answer. So we encourage you to do it yourself with your quarantiners or your friend. That's a good thing to do on FaceTime. I've probably already said that, but okay. What character would you be in a TV show or movie?
Oh, movie.
Like, what one's most like yourself?
Oh, most like myself.
I literally don't know.
Ooh, that's TV show or movie. Wow. I'm just going to focus on TV show because I've seen so many movies.
Yeah, it was originally just TV show, but I thought I'd give you, like, options.
So, the answer most like myself, I would say, like, oh, man, wow, this is, like...
I know, it's so hard. I'm trying to
think. Actually, Marshall Erickson, from How I Met Your Mother, I see a lot of similarities with me and him.
Oh, you know, How I Met Your Mother, great show, guys.
Great show. Like, he's just a big, funny guy. Mm. Very nice. Love him.
That's a good one.
So, yeah.
That's hard. I feel like I say Jane from Jane the Virgin because she's, like, funny and, like, nice. But that's only because that's the only show I'm watching right now, and I literally can't think of anything else.
I was just stuck on The Office.
In reality, she's, like, a 20-something girl with a child, and I feel like that's not me at all, actually. So, yeah. I don't really know. But great one with the Marshall. Okay, right, moving cool. on. And I actually wrote these questions down in advance. But I was, like, trying to have it more on the spot kind of thing. I feel like maybe someone, one of the kids from Fuller House, like, they're all, like, fun and
Or, like, one of the Brady Bunch girls you could probably find.
Yeah, I could probably find someone from there. I'll look into that one. Okay, what would you name your next pet? So, first, choose the pet, if you were to get another pet, and what would you name it?
Man, you have to see the pet before you can name it. Just
go to pet names here.
Well, I think the next pet would be another bulldog.
Yeah, probably same for me. So two bulldogs.
And I'd say something like Bruce.
Bruce, that is a good one. Bruce.
I think we met a bulldog named Bruce at one time. Come to think of it.
Oh, yeah.
The little white guy.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think Bruce. Bruce just seems like a good bulldog
name. Bruce is a good bulldog name. When I first got my bulldog that I have now, I liked Cupcake, but, like, I feel like I've changed a little bit.
You've
on that one.
You've grown a little bit.
I'm not sure if Cupcake's the best one, but something cute like that, like Nugget or, like something like, aww, I think is cute. I think Peeve's always a funny one, pet peeve.
Peeves? Yeah.
I mean.
Like, it's a pet named Peeve.
Pet named Peeve, like, that's
What's
kind of
pet
a.
pet peeve?
I like the play on words there,
I
so
actually like that a lot.
Maybe that would be a good one. But I don't know if it works with dogs. Maybe because, like, cats, I don't love cats, so,
yeah, true.
But I wouldn't get a cat.
But I 100% think you need to see the dog first.
Yeah, that is very true. Okay, what's your favorite dessert? I'll start.
Okay.
I have so many favorite desserts that I cannot choose one. Like, I love desserts so much, and I'm such a foodie. But I'll name one that comes to mind. I'm actually, you know, trying to be vegan right now, so I can't technically eat this. But I, if someone made it, I probably would eat it, because I'm not that serious. Let's be real. Score cake. I love score cake.
Yeah.
It's funny because I look up score cake and it doesn't really come up. I don't know if it's like a family thing or something, but it's literally just...
Yeah, I don't know where score cake came from.
Like, I think the name's different. But anyways, it is chocolate cake, chocolate pudding, Cool Whip, and what do you put on top?
Heath bar. Or score bar is a thing.
I think it's Heath bar.
I think it's Heath bar.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, my sister Jane just made that with Oreos instead of Heath
bar,
and it was way better. So.
It's so good. I literally love it so much. But I'm also, when I'm feeling more classic, I'm a go-to s'mores person. I love a good s'more. I can literally eat 20. I mean, I'll feel sick, but, like, I just like could inhale them. And that reminds me of summer, too, which makes me happy.
Yeah.
Okay. Your turn.
For me, I would probably go with my mom's strawberry shortcake. It's fire. It's very delicious. But from like a non-traditional one where everyone could go and get it, the Brookie Sundae from the Newport Creamery is amazing. So like, if you're thinking like you want a suggestion of where to get a good dessert.
Not that you can necessarily right now.
Yeah, they might be doing takeout. I don't
know. Frosty Freeze would have opened.
Yep.
We're missing so many big up. Friconde, I think, would have happened.
If not, it would be coming up very soon.
Guys! Okay, once again.
Ben and Jerry's better reschedule their Friconde.
I know. Once again, I'm like complaining about ice cream. I know, like. Anyways, moving on. I know that my complaints are pretty insignificant. So I'm just, you know, trying to have a lighthearted conversation. Because don't we all love ice cream? I feel like that's something we all have in common here. Except for if you're lactose intolerant, and then I'm truly sorry.
A couple of people don't like ice cream, but...
Okay, well, it's... okay. I don't know.
We all love ice cream. I'm sorry.
It's more of like a general we all love ice cream, but like if you're someone who's more of like a chocolate person, like, go you. Or if you don't like desserts at all. I am totally rambling because, you know... Okay, anyways.
You guys should have just seen Josie's face. She was so worried.
I don't know.
I'm totally rambling.
I don't know what to say next. Okay.
Right, we're moving on to my
quote. So it is, do what you can with what you've got where you are. Theodore Roosevelt from The Best Stress and Anxiety Quotes, quote, every day helps.
Nice.
yeah. So I think that that's a really good one because it's like, we're all in different, like, it doesn't matter, like, what the situation is, just take what you've got, and do what you can. And that's what, like, Mac and I were saying. Maybe you can't work out every day. Maybe you don't have the supplies to knit. Maybe you're listening to people saying, we bake every day, at us.
Yeah, right.
And it's like, I don't have baking supplies. Do what you can with what you've got. Because you are good enough and you matter. Yeah.
Yeah. So I picked my quote before I knew we were doing this.
Deep.
But it actually ended up working. I just picked a quote from one of my favorite movies, Dazed and Confused. And
movie guy over here.
I just want to look back and say that I did the best I could while I was stuck in this place. And he's talking about high school. But I think it applies to right now. Like, we're stuck in quarantine. What we just want to be able to say after this is all done.
That we did the best
we could. We did the best we could.
That is so true. And if you feel like, hey, if you're just sitting here listening to this podcast and you're like, wow, I haven't been listening to anything they're saying, like, about the rules. I haven't been listening to Gina Raimondo. Man, I feel really bad. It's okay. It's not too late. Just... now's the time to say, okay, I'm going to stick to the rules. I'm going to stay home. I'm not going to spread this disease. And we're all in this together. And we've got this.
And so then we can have can a huge St. 4th of July, what other, Easter party.
All mixed into one.
All the holidays we miss, we can celebrate together. One big freaking community.
So, yeah.
Graduation. Everyone can have a big graduation party together.
Yes, we can. So, yeah, just do what you can because you're listening to this. And if you're listening to this, that means you're an awesome person.
Yes.
Basically.
Yes.
So, good for you for being awesome. Stay safe.